This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the first legislation to see time on the floor of the Missouri Senate.
We will have some floor debate.
Whatever you put out there first is going to kind of set the tone for the first part of the session.
Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Cindy O'Loughlin of Shelbina says committee hearings started 2 weeks ago.
Looked at the issues that they feel are important, and where there's been any kind of difference of opinion, we're working on working those things out.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Independence says he would like to see the maternal mortality rate tackled first.
Doesn't seem to be that will be it from what I've seen they've concentrated on, but we're ready and willing to have that conversation.
Senate Bill 4, 42, and 89.
Wednesday afternoon saw time spent on Senate Bills 4, 42, and 89. Sponsor, Senator Andrew Koenig of Manchester, says this measure would modify provisions regarding transparency in public schools and create the Parents' Bill of Rights Act of 2023.
Senate Bill 4 seeks to address some of these concerns by creating transparency for parents so that parents can know what's being taught in the classroom.
During discussion on the floor of the Missouri Senate, Senator Carla May of St. Louis pointed out some of her concerns with this legislation.
And we cannot legislate the hearts of people. We have to make sure that the law is diverse and fair and that the scales of justice are balanced.
Senate Bills 4, 42, and 89 have been laid over for further discussion.
SB 57 and SB 170.
Committee hearings also continue. Monday afternoon, the Missouri Senate Economic Development and Tax Policy Committee heard several measures aimed at entertainment in our state. Senator Doug Beck of St. Louis sponsors Senate Bill 57, which would establish the Entertainment Industry Jobs Act.
To think that we could be bringing in all these great jobs with this bill is awesome, and that's why I got on board right away.
Senator Denny Hoskins of Warrensburg sponsors Senate Bill 170, which he tells the panel is identical to Senate Bill 57.
This is something that I think could be very exciting for the state of Missouri. Only one other state is currently doing this.
Both of these proposals await final committee action.
The Senate Committee on Emerging Issues is being called.
Tuesday saw the Missouri Senate Emerging Issues Committee hold its first hearing. The panel heard Senate Bill 165. Sponsor, Senator Jill Carter of Granby, says her proposal would create the Save Women's Sports Act.
It is not enough to only include high school athletes. Many of the recruits that come into the state to play on the collegiate level are not from Missouri. Therefore, no protection is granted.
During discussion, Senator Greg Razor of Kansas City, who also serves on the committee, pointed out he has concerns with these measures.
President Pro Tem, the floor leader, has said this is the number one legislative priority.
This bill awaits committee action.
Thank you, Mr. President. With no further business,
session will continue on Monday.
Stand adjourned.
And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.